Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Healthy Steps Cast, a podcast about health coaching. My name is Adam Gavarkas, and I'm a research assistant with the Healthy Steps program research team based at Western University in London, Ontario, Canada. And I'm very happy that you've decided to join us for this episode. So myself and others at Western University have worked hard over the past decade or so to develop and test the Healthy Steps program so we can do a better job of helping Canadians change their healthy lifestyle behaviors. We have trained dozens of healthcare professionals in the proprietary Healthy Steps coaching method, which allows them to empower their patients to make exercise, physical activity, and healthy eating changes. Although the program looks a little different now than it did 5 years ago, we have relied on the same foundational principles that are based on years of scientific research and theories about the best ways to support and maintain behavior change. This theoretical framework of Healthy Steps is often only discussed when we publish our work in academic journals, but I thought that talking about it a little during this episode might be helpful. If our coaches and other healthcare professionals are aware of the principles we use to develop the program, maybe they will target these keys the next time they are coaching a participant. Specifically, I want to dedicate this episode to talking about a concept called self-efficacy. Never heard of it? I don't blame you. It is a term that is rarely dropped outside of academic circles, which is strange given how huge a deal it is in the research world. However, you've probably tried to influence someone's self-efficacy before without even knowing it. Self-efficacy was coined in the 1980s and is defined as one's confidence to engage in a particular task in a particular context. After hearing that definition, many people will say, "Oh, so it's just like self-esteem or self-confidence, right?" Well, not quite. While self-confidence refers to one's general confidence in their abilities, self-efficacy refers to their confidence in a specific task. For example, their self-efficacy to drive a car or play golf. As you can see, a person's confidence in their ability to drive could be very different and is totally independent of their confidence in their ability to find the fairway. Importantly, self-efficacy is also context-dependent, which means that even when talking about the same activity, one's confidence might be different depending on the situation. For example, although both situations would be categorized as golfing, playing in the pouring rain on a windy day is much different than playing in the sunshine, and people may feel more or less confident in doing either. Now that golf metaphor is fine, but let's get back to healthy living, shall we? The research on the impact of self-efficacy on health behaviors is pretty unequivocal. Improving one's self-efficacy to exercise more, sit less, or eat healthier will greatly improve their chances of being able to do so. It highlights the importance of internal factors in determining one's outcome, and also means that improving a patient or client's self-efficacy should be an important goal of any health coach. Because self-efficacy is activity-specific, people will have a different self-confidence in their ability to eat healthy or be regularly physically active, and their confidence in these areas might be totally unrelated. Many people, particularly younger folks, might easily fit a couple or more trips to the gym per week, but will totally struggle with healthy eating. This means that a coach must discuss both of these areas and might use different strategies to improve self-efficacy in both. Speaking of which, considering self-efficacy is a critical predictor of successful behavior change, what are some ways to actually improve one's self-efficacy related to exercise or healthy eating? Well, we have incorporated several strategies into the Healthy Steps program. The first way in which people can build self-efficacy is by setting reasonable, achievable, short-term goals in service of a more substantive, longer-term goal. By starting off slow, people will be able to more easily achieve the goal they have set, which will increase their confidence in their ability to do so. For example, in the Healthy Steps program, we ask participants if they are willing to commit to a small increase in exercise a week, only 15 minutes or so. Many participants are successful in reaching this target, so during the next session, we set another increase. Over the course of the program, some participants will increase their weekly exercise by an hour or more, but were able to do so slowly by building up the confidence over a series of months. Now, if we sat down with participants during the first session and asked them to increase their exercise time by a whole hour, not a lot of participants would be highly confident in their ability to do so. By giving participants the opportunity to slowly increase their confidence by meeting smaller goals, they are more likely to be successful in the long run. Another important way of increasing self-efficacy is by creating contingency plans for each behavior. Like I mentioned earlier, self-efficacy is not only activity-specific, but it is also context-specific. For example, a participant in our program might be really confident in their ability to exercise on beautiful days when the sun is shining, because they love to run outside with their dog in the park by their house. However, they might be much less confident they will meet their exercise goal when it starts to rain, because they have a kids and a dog running around at home, and it might be hard to find the time and space to exercise indoors without being interrupted. Talking with a participant to create contingency plans can help them maintain their self-efficacy for exercise or healthy eating across these different situations. When discussing a participant's exercise goal, we always ask them about situations when the weather might be poor or other unexpected situations might arise. What will you do then? Maybe put on a short exercise video from YouTube. By talking about these backup plans beforehand, participants are more confident they'll be able to maintain their exercise if and when the situation arises. The final way in which a coach can improve their patient's self-efficacy is pretty simple. You can pump them up with your words. Although this may not come as a big surprise, a person's self-efficacy can be improved through motivational and positive language. By voicing your own confidence in their ability to be successful, you can improve their confidence. And this kind of support doesn't have to just come from you. You can recommend to your patient that they seek out others for support when making a healthy lifestyle change, whether it's their family, friends, or a new walking group. Knowing that others believe in you can really make a big difference. To wrap up, it is clear from years of scientific research that self-efficacy can really impact one's ability to successfully make a health behavior change. That means it should be an important target for every health coach, as it has been in the Healthy Steps program. We use a variety of strategies to help improve the self-efficacy for exercise, physical activity, and healthy eating in our participants, and we recommend that you consider using these strategies the next time you help support someone's behavior change. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to listen, and on behalf of the Healthy Steps team, we hope you tune in again. If you'd like to learn more about the Healthy Steps program, and even about becoming a certified Healthy Steps coach, please visit us at www.healthysteps.ca and explore our online training program. If you'd like to reach out to provide feedback or recommend a topic, you can email us at healthysteps@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can follow our team on Twitter at Healthy Steps or me at Adam Gvarkovs. Till next time, talk soon.